Today, Bab Dada. Today, Bab Dada has come himself to celebrate Shiv Jayanti.
Aap sabhi bache.
The birthday worth diamonds. Along with his children.
Apne parlokik alokik bab ka birthday manane aaye.
All of you have come to celebrate your alaukik and parlokik, that is supreme Bab Dada's birthday, haven't you? So Bab Dada has come to celebrate your birthday. So you have come to celebrate Bab Dada's birthday and Bab Dada has come to celebrate your birthday. On seeing the fortune of the children, the father is happy. He says, how great are my most fortunate children, how great. Because along with the father, you also have descended in order to wipe out the darkness in the world. So along with the father, even you have descended in order to wipe out the darkness in the world. No one else's birthday could ever be like this in the whole Kalpa. As you children celebrate the birthday with the Supreme Father himself,
is alaukik. Ati pyare, ati pyare.
this very unique, alaukik, very lovely birthday.
Bhagat atmai vimanati.
Even the Bhagat souls, the devotee souls, celebrate. However, you children celebrate a meeting. While the devotee souls only keep on singing praise. They keep on singing the praise as well as keep on invoking the Father. On hearing the praise being sung by the devotees as well as their invocations, bestows upon them the fruit of their feelings, although number wise. However, there is a big difference between the devotees and the children. They do celebrate the memorial of all the elevated actions you did and your elevated fortune very well. This is why on seeing the wonderful acts being performed by the bhagats, the devotees. He congratulates them too. Because
sab achhi tarah se copy kiye,
they have copied the memorials in a very good way. Or that they've copied the memories in a very good way. On this day, that is on the day of Shivratri, they too keep a fast. They keep a fast only for a short period of time. They restrict themselves with diet as well as stay clean, pure. But only temporarily, whilst when you hold the fast, it is complete.
Pavitrita.
That is, you make a promise of complete purity, in which food, behavior, words, actions, thoughts, all are included, and that also for the whole life. To the end of Sangam Yug, that is, until you leave the body, until you are living, you make a promise to remain pure in thoughts, words, actions, definitely. Not only to become pure, but also to make others pure. So not only to become pure yourselves, but also to make others pure. Therefore, see, even the devotees are no less. Their intellect isn't very weak. It is strong because they have copied you very well. all of you have surrendered everything and have become powerful. That is, you have surrendered your impure life the memorial of your surrender is in the form of them sacrificing, but they don't sacrifice their life, they sacrifice only a goat. See, they have copied it so well, haven't they? Why do they sacrifice a goat? They have copied it very well, haven't they? They have copied it beautifully, because what does a goat do? It says, I, me, in Hindi means I. And what have you sacrificed? You have sacrificed the I-ness, I, the I-ness, that, the ego. You have sacrificed the I-ness of body consciousness. Because it is this I-ness which brings body consciousness. And body consciousness is the seed of all the vices. Told you earlier also. Total surrender means even to sacrifice the I-ness of ego, or the ego of I-ness, because this I-ness creates a very big obstacle. It becomes a very big obstacle. Why? because it takes, this I-ness takes many forms. It comes in the form of body consciousness. It also comes in the form of attachment towards bodily objects, bodily relationships. And it is easy to surrender the attachment of bodily relationships and physical objects. That all of you have done it, haven't you? Or you haven't even done that much. But then, as you move along, you move forward, the ego of I-ness takes a subtler form and creates even more obstacles, sacrificing the gross form of ego of body consciousness is easy. However, the subtle form of I-ness does not allow you to experience the specialities given by God to you in the form of a birthright. You receive these specialities as a birthright from the Father. It is a blessing. For the intellect, and the intellect becomes an embodiment of knowledge. The intellect becomes the embodiment of specialities. Or God's blessings they are received, they are given to you, but if the I-ness comes, then that is called the subtle form of ego of I-ness. Whatever I do, whatever I say is right. Only that should be done. This is the royal form of I-ness.
O
which becomes a burden and stops you from experiencing a flying stage. Therefore, the Father says, therefore the Father says, when something is given by God, there cannot be the I-ness or possessiveness in that. It's not neither the I-ness nor the my-ness. I or my don't exist in something which has been given to you by God. What God gives is like a blessing from God. It's a speciality given by God. Therefore, see, the surrender which you do is so subtle, or the sacrifice you do is so subtle. Therefore, have you checked? The ordinary form of I-ness or the royal form of I-ness. Have you sacrificed both of them?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Or are you still in the process of doing it? You will have to do it ultimately. Don't you make a joke on this when you say, oh, I'll have to die, I'll have to die. So, you also will have to do it ultimately. You'll have to sacrifice the I-ness and my-ness ultimately. But this dying, is actually living in God's lap. This dying is not really dying. It is living in God's lap, because for 21 births you will be taking birth in the lap of the deities. Therefore, with joy and happiness, you sacrifice, don't you? Hope you don't cry and shout, scream, and then try to sacrifice. In bhakti too, it is said that when the goat is being sacrificed, it should not cry, it should not die slowly, it should be instantly. Then only the sacrifice is accepted. Therefore, the I-ness and the limited I-ness and my-ness should be sacrificed instantly. Because such a one is able to claim the inheritance for the future 21 births too instantly. Therefore, check.
Kisi bhi
therefore check whether
खुशी से परिवर्तन करते
you are transforming your waste thoughts, your waste words, your waste actions willingly or reluctantly. Are you changing them with love or are you changing them with labor? The moment you took the spiritual birth, all of you children gave yourself the occupation that we are the ones who are going to transform the world and therefore we are world transformers. This is your occupation, is it not? This is the occupation of your Brahmin life, is it not? Are you sure? So raise your hand if it is. Is it pakka? Is it strong? And everyone is raising their hand with their flags in their hand. They're also waving their flags. Yesterday is the day of Shiv Baba's flag. So everyone is giving Shiv Baba's flag in their hand and they are waving. Baba's, and don't just wave for no reason. There's a reason behind waving the flag. It's easy to wave just like that. But you have to also shake your mind for this. Not just wave the flag or shake the flag. You have to transform your mind as well. Aren't you courageous? Yes, are you? Very good. They're all waving their hands again with the flags in their hand. They're very courageous. Very good. Bap Dada noticed or observed something very good, which is good news. Do you know what that good news is, which Bap Dada observed himself?
Bap Dada ne is farsh ke liye vishesh gift di thi.
Bap Dada had given you a special gift for this year. That in this year,
agar thodi bhi himmat rakhenge,
if you kept even a little bit of courage for any task,
chahe swam parivartan,
whether it is in the task of self transformation,
chahe karya mein,
or in any other task, or in the task of world service, if you do it with courage, then in this year, this year has the special blessing. That you will get extra help if you do it.
Bap Dada ne
Therefore, you know what scene of happiness Bab Dada observed, that he observed that in the service done during Shivratri in all four directions, everyone has become courageous and is doing very, very, very good service with great zeal and enthusiasm and are moving forward. Yes, you can clap now, you can clap now. And if you can hear the loud clap, everyone, and really it's very true this year in India, everywhere, in every village, they have been going and serving. So this is a good result. And Baba is saying, you will keep on, will you keep on clapping all the time in this way, or will you do it only on Shivratri? Let me clap now again. Okay, okay. From everywhere, news comes to Madhuban. And Bab Dada actually looks at all that from the subtle regions itself. So everyone has good enthusiasm. And they have made very good plans too. Similarly, now you have to, as your enthusiasm grows, this will instill the enthusiasm in the souls of the world too. See, it's Dadiji's pen which did the wonder, didn't it? Because Dadi wrote to everyone that do service in every village. So Baba saying, Dadi's pen did the wonder, didn't it? The result is good, and therefore Dadi is nodding his head, you know, listening to this. Well, Bab Dada cannot take each center's name, but he will not take each center's name, but of all the centers, Bab Dada, is giving multi-million times congratulations to each child along with their names for the wonderful service they have done. Children are also watching, sitting in their own places. They are even watching, they are listening to Baba and are so happy. Even abroad, they are very happy to hear all this. You are
Devi or Devata.
The gods and goddesses for the world, aren't you? The same gods and goddesses. When Bap Dada looks at the gathering of the children, Bap Dada looks at the children in their three forms.
Vartaman, Swaraj, Adhikari.
Their present stage, which is in the form of self-sovereigns.
Abhivirajyo.
You are sovereigns even at this time.
Logik maybe. Baap bachcho ko kehte hai.
In the logik world too, a father tells his children, oh my king children, kingly children, king child, you know, even if it's someone of a poor family, the father will tell his son like this. But here the father, even at the conscience age, sees every child as a self-sovereign. A kingly child, a crowned child, crowned child. Aren't you self-sovereigns? Are you? And they clap again and wave with their flag.
So,
presently you are self-sovereigns. In the future, you will become world sovereigns. And from Copper Age onwards, till the end of Kali
Yuga,
you will have the right to be worshipped. That is, your worship worthy images will be worshipped. So, Baba is seeing every child in his three forms. Bap Dada doesn't see you as ordinary beings. Though, whatever you may be at this time, however you may be, but Bap Dada sees every child as a self-sovereign. A crowned child.
Rajyogiyona.
Aren't you Rajyogis?
Is
there anyone who calls himself a subject yogi? No one? No one. All of you are Rajyogis, the royal yogis. The yogis who are kings. Therefore, Rajyogi means a king, a sovereign. Therefore, Bap Dada has himself come to celebrate the birthday of such self-sovereign children. See, double foreigners have come from abroad to celebrate Baba's birthday. All double foreigners, raise your hands. All double foreigners, raise your hands. Yes, Baba's looking around. Over 400 or maybe 500 double foreigners have come. Many have come today itself. Therefore, which is the farthest land? In America, Southern America, any land, any country further than that? From India, and see from where Bap Dada comes.
Bap
Dada comes
Param Dham se
has come from Param Dham. Because Baba has love for the children, is it not? So from where has Baba come? From Param Dham. Because Baba has love for the children. Therefore this birthday is so elevated that even God has to come down to celebrate it. And they clap again. It's good. Oh, you know, the double foreigners have prepared a beautiful banner. In all languages they say, Baba, we love you. Baba, we love you in all languages. All languages of the world. As much as they could get. So Baba is telling them, very good. To all the children of all countries, of all languages, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations on your birthday. Celebrate Shiv Jayanti, the birthday of Shiva, but who the father is, you know, for Shiv Baba is only a point of light. So you are celebrating the birthday of a point of light. The descent of a birth of a point of light. Whose birthday is worth diamonds is the birthday of a point of light. Therefore, how much praise there is of a point, of a dot. This is why Bap Dada always says, always remember three dots. It may be difficult to write 7-digit or 8-digit because it's, you know, it's not straight. But it's so easy to write a dot. Just apply 3 dots. You have to remember 3 dots all the time. You know the 3 dots very well, don't you? And they are raising their hand again. They know you are a dot. Baba is a dot. Bindu. Dots are children of a dot. And they all laugh. And when you come into actions, as you have come on this world stage to perform actions, so this world stage is a drama. Therefore, whatever actions you did in the drama, it's past. And you have to apply a full stop to the past. And what's the full stop in English? It's a dot. Therefore,
sada yad rakho.
always remember the three dots.
Sari kamal dekho.
And see the, all the wonders are in a dot. Dot here indicates zero also. Which is the most important, or whose importance is the most? Money. Is importance of money, is it not? Even parents are nothing in front of money. And you notice, even where money is concerned, if you put a dot, a zero, in after or behind one, it will become 10, won't it? You put another dot, another zero, it will become 100, won't it? Another bindu, another dot, another zero, it will become 1,000. So this is a wonder of a zero, is it not? It's a wonder of a dot. Where money is concerned, a dot is important, and in order to become an elevated soul is the wonder of a dot again. And the Karan Karavanhar, the one who does and makes it be done by others, even that one is a bindu, a dot. So what is important? A dot is important everywhere, is it not? So just remember a dot, remember a point, remember zero. No need to go into details, into expansion. It is very easy to remember a dot. Become a dot, remember a dot, and apply a dot. So become a dot, remember a dot, and apply a dot. This is the easy effort to make. Is there hard work in this? Is there labor in this? Or is it easy? Those who think it is easy, raise your hand. You will have to apply a dot then if you say it is easy. If any problem comes, do you apply a dot or do you apply a question mark?
Question mark nahi laga.
Do not apply a question mark.
Bindu laga.
Apply a dot.
Question mark itna tera hota
hai. See, a question mark is so crooked, is it not? Write a question mark and it, you will see how crooked it is. There are so many curves in it, but see, a dot is so easy to write. Do you know how to become a dot? Do you know? All of you are clever, aren't you? Congratulated you for the zeal and enthusiasm you have shown in service. However, for the future, every moment, every day, you have to be conscious that you are world servants. Do you remember what signature Brahma Baba used to do? He used to write world servant. Therefore, as your world servants, Just serving at the time of Shivratri is not enough. World service will not end. You should keep the aim that
world servant.
I'm a world servant.
The world ki seva.
Therefore,
har swasme.
I have to serve in every breath, in every second. I have to do it. I must do it. Whoever comes in front of you, in whosoever contact you come, become a bestower and give something. Keep this aim. No one should go empty-handed. Let the treasure store be open all the time and keep on giving endlessly, limitlessly, as much as you can, if not more, at least good wishes, pure feelings. This should be given to everyone, come what may. See each one with good feelings. Hear him with good feelings. Come into relationship with good feelings. And keep good wishes for that soul and cooperate with him. At this time, all the souls need your cooperation very, very much. Therefore, cooperate with them and make them cooperative too. Cooperate them in whatever way. It could be through thoughts, it could be through words, it could be through actions, through contacts, relationships. But cooperate with them. Therefore, the special slogan on this Shivratri, the special birthday, is give cooperation and make others cooperative. This is the slogan to be remembered on this day. Be cooperative and make others cooperative. Help them and take help of others. Easy words. Whoever comes in your contact or relationship, because every time, at every moment, someone is always coming in your contact, in your relationship, at that time, maybe you don't show him a big hospitality, but feed him with the dil khush toli, happy heart toli. Not the toli which is prepared in the kitchen, not that. Happy heart toli means make his heart happy. And therefore, to make someone's heart happy means to serve him with dil khush toli, happy heart toli. Will you give happy heart toli to everyone? Will you? And they are raising their hand, waving to Baba. In this you don't have to labor, you don't have to give extra time, there's no hard work to. Just keep giving good wishes. And in this way you can give them happy heart toli. You will be happy and they will be happy. What else you need? So they will stay happy and you will give happiness. Your faces should never be very serious all the time. Sometimes when someone is too serious is not good. Too much seriousness on the face is not good. There should be a smile on your face. It's good to be matured, but not too much serious, because those who are too serious, they are just like if something is wrong with them and they are like lost. They are looking there, but still they are not there. They are speaking and yet they are as if not there. They are lost. They are in another world. Therefore such a face is not good. Your face should always be smiling. Your face should not be serious. Don't make your face serious and say, oh, what to do, how to do. Because when you think in this way, your face becomes serious. You may say, oh, it's too much work, lots of hard work, and you say this and then become serious. But as much hard work there is, as much lots of work to do, that much smile on your face. Do you know how to smile? And everyone is smiling. See your non-living images. Have you ever seen any non-living image of a deity very serious? Even if they would show a serious face, it will be said the artist wasn't good, the sculptor wasn't good. So too, if you stay serious, then it will be said that he does not know the art of living. If someone stays serious, it means he does not know the art of living. This is why, what will you do? Teachers say, what will you do? And the teachers are waving their hands with their flags to Baba. Congratulations. There are many teachers. Congratulations for the service you have done. Baptada also heard more news, more good news about you worship worthy souls. know what's the good news today? All of you worshipworthy souls are going to be given offered bhog with 36 variety tolis. That is, each one is going to be given 36 tolis today. See, in bhakti, they offer the bhog to your non-living images, but you don't eat that. Therefore, now in your living, you are in your living forms, therefore you are offered this bhog of 36 variety tolis. Each one will be given today. It's good. You made Bhaktada very happy. That each child will accept 36 variety tolis in bhog. You know, some they have been put in a bag, and a plastic bag, and see that someone is showing that to Baba. Yeah, Daddy is showing it to Baba. Shashi Ben is showing it to Nivebhai, and so Baba saw it. Yes, it's in a plastic bag. All those who are sitting and listening abroad, or maybe in their centers in India and listening to the internet, or those, so when you see this on the TV, at that time you also take the fragrance out of this bag. Baba is telling those, you know, to those who are only listening to internet or watching on the television outside. So Baba is saying, take the fragrance when it is being distributed in the classroom. Therefore, to all of you, whether here or outside or abroad, to every child, Baba is feeding you, eat, eat, eat. So before the children here are offered, you are offered first, those who are hearing through internet or watching on television outside. And also, whichever teacher has come from whichever center, you should send the one bag, at least, may not be more bags, but at least one bag you take with you for the center students as a sample. Take it to your center to show everyone there that this you got on Shivratri day from Baba. So whenever you accept bhog, how will you accept it? How will you accept the bhog? At that time, create the consciousness that I am that worship-worthy soul who is being offered this bhog, just as they do in bhakti, they offer to the gods and goddesses. So I am the living god or goddess being offered the bhog. It's good, it's very good, whatever Dadi has done. Congratulations to Dadi for having this thought that everyone should be given 36 variety tolis. And Dadi is waving to Baba. Baba, it's you. She always says this to Baba. Baba, it's you are good. You are doing everything. And see, Baba is putting Dadi in the front and Dadi is putting Baba in the front. And Baba says, okay now. Within a second, emerge your ancestral form as well as your worship-worthy form. Can you do it? You are an ancestor You are also a worship-worthy deity. Stay in the consciousness that I am an ancestor soul as well as a worship-worthy soul. Can you see yourself in that stage? Let it be any god or goddess. I am an ancestor soul. At the confluence age, you are an ancestor soul, and from copper age onwards, you are a worship-worthy soul. In golden age and silver age, you are a sovereign soul. Therefore, in a second, all of you, finish off all your other thoughts and emerge yourselves as ancestor souls and worship-worthy souls. And stabilize yourselves in that stage. Takes us beyond. Muni Ben is telling Baba, Baba, this time it's Bhopal zone's turn for serving. All those from Bhopal, stand up. Bhopal is the capital of Madhya Pradesh, central India. It's a zone, Bhopal zone. Yes, wave the flag. Now lower your hand.
Sivaka Ekstra Fal or Bal.
The extra fruit and power, both of service, are being experienced by you until because it is not a small fortune to get a golden chance of doing seva, service.
Extra bal, vayumandal, shakti shalika,
extra strength. You receive from the powerful atmosphere here, and when you do yagya sevas, yagya service, all those Brahmin souls whom you serve, you get the fruit in the form of their blessings. Therefore, to receive a chance to serve means to get extra, to eat or reap the extra, the fruit in the form of extra power, extra reward. Did you all experience this? And they wave to Baba again. How many blessings did you accumulate? And for how many births will these blessings accompany you? Yes, you are always worthy of claiming blessings, even otherwise. However, by serving, you get plates filled with blessings, as it's in a big gathering. And if you take care of these blessings, make them permanent with you, protect them well with you, then they will become an extra lift for you in your efforts. You did a good thing.
Khushi
The blessings you receive of all increases the happiness. Therefore, keep these blessings with you all the time. Congratulations for doing service. You may sit down. Muni Ben is reminding Baba, telling Baba, the education wing is here. All those of the education wing, stand up.
Education wale utho.
So there are about 70 to 80 of them only, and Baba is speaking to them. Through education, education, you do the work of making everyone come to know who they are. That is, you give them the knowledge of who am I. You are already doing that, but then there is a lot more service still to be done. At least this knowledge should be known to all. Who am I? And who my father is, who am I and who my father is. They don't even know who they are. This is a surprising thing, is it not? All the time they say I, but then they do not know who they are. This is why the education wing should go from place to place and make them learn this first lesson at least by heart. The poor ones should not stay without this understanding. At least this understanding should come in them of who they are. You are merciful souls, aren't you? Just as the Father is merciful, compassionate, you also are master, merciful, compassionate souls. Therefore, do mercy on them by giving them this introduction of the Self. Have you made some plans, haven't you? Have you made new plans? Have you? According to the time, the speed of service will become faster because time is going faster. Just as
fast
is speeding up, fast,
तो सेवा भी.
Similarly,
fast
service too
body
is bound to go fast.
अच्छा.
It is good.
फर्क अलग होने से.
By having these separate wings of different professions, you are able to serve all over. You are able to serve souls of all professions. Bap Dada likes this service done through different professional wings very much. It's very good. You came, you celebrated the
meeting.
You did the meeting.
Aur practical to karenge.
And of course you will do it in a practical way too. Congratulations. You may sit down. Okay, now Baba is giving Yaad Pyar.
Card or Patra.
Before that, Baba says, letters and cards, greeting cards from all corners have reached Bap Dada. All the Brahmin souls are very happy to see the greeting cards you have sent. All those who have sent the cards or letters. To all of those long lost now found lovely children. Special
sanamukh walon se bhi pehle
birthday greetings
aap sabko
on Bap Dada's birthday as well as your birthday to you first before Bap Dada gives birthday greetings to those who are in front physically. So Bap Dada is giving birthday greetings to those who are far away and have sent cards and letters to Baba on this day. To them, happy birthday first. And Baba says, yes, you send the cards and letters with great love, and the comforter of hearts knows what is going on in your heart. A lot of service news has come from different parts of India too. Many letters, messages, phones have come from all over in India too, giving news of the wonderful service they have done. How many names can Bap Dada take? There are so many of them, but whoever wrote the news with zeal and enthusiasm of service to all of them.
Bap Dada sanamukh
is giving, is emerging them in his drishti and making them visible face to face and giving them lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart. May you always keep on flying with zeal and enthusiasm in this way, in service. Okay. All the children in all four corners, all those who on this day have descended and are celebrating their alaukik divine birthday. They are those who are the right-hand server children in always merged in Bap Dada's heart. To such elevated souls who are seated on the Father's heart throne,
sada vidhike pedoko janne wale,
those who recognize those elevated points of lights, who understand the significance of a dot. To those who are always stabilized in their self-respect and continue to give respect, spiritual respect to others, to such souls with self-respect, who have become the master bestowers, who are the children of the bestower and have become the master bestowers, and from their treasure store, endless, unlimited treasure store, keep giving something all the time to such master bestower children, Bap Dadas. Multi million times love and remembrance, which are filled with diamonds more precious than even the Kohinoor. diamond to such lights of God's eyes. Vaptadas yad pyara namaste. Baba gives so much praise to the children. Baba, sometimes Dadi tells us so many things to do, do this, do that, and I think, how will it be possible? But then later on it becomes possible. And Baba smiles, and Baba is looking at Dadi Janki and saying that you are like the Chakravarti king, always touring. And Dadi Janki is saying, yes Baba, I want everybody should see Baba, should visualize Baba. And Baba is saying, yes, they already are. The only thing is that if the children become ever ready, even a little bit, every time ever ready, and everyone is repeating it, every time ever ready. And then the big bang will happen. There'll be a big bang. And Dadi Janki is telling Baba, before we all return to Paramdham, everyone should see Baba, shouldn't they? Baba will see. Baba says, yes, they will see. They will even say Baba. And they will also say, God, you came and we did not know. They will say at the end, but not with happiness. They say, God, you came, but they'll say it with repentance. But they will surely say, they'll say, oh God, why didn't we come to know? Or, oh God, you came, we knew, but we did not pay attention. So how are you? Is everyone okay? Baba is asking. The Manohar Dadi, how are you? And Dadi Manohar is nodding her head. See this gathering, and everyone sees this gathering, everyone is so happy. You may not say anything, you may not do anything, but your presence itself gives happiness. Because you are the pillars. See, all of you are such strong pillars. And Baba is looking around, there's Dadi Ji, Dadi Janki, Ratan Mohan Dadi, Manohar Dadi, Muni Ben, Shantamu Dadi. So all are there around Baba. And because of you strong pillars, the ones who are following you are also becoming strong pillars. Some shake sometimes, but then you pillars become their support. Baba is telling that all those who are, you know, sitting in the front, just next to the stage, doing their seva, the mic department, light department, and TV department, and Murli department, Baba Singh, they should all come on the stage and take toli. So now Baba, Shashi Bindu announced Ramesh Bhai and Nirvair Bhai to come on the stage.
निवेद भाई और रमेश भाई मंच पर आए और बाकी कोई आगे नहीं बढ़े.
No one else.
सब अपने स्थान पर बैठे हैं.
Come, just be seated on your seats, please.
जब हमारे ये दोनों वरिष्ठ भाई मिलेंगे
I now hand over the mic to Sister Suman. She is here.
और अभी बाप दादा मंच से ही आप सबको दृष्टि देंगे और सभी जो कैंडल लाइटिंग वाले हैं वो जल्दी जल्दी आगे बढ़ जाएं क्योंकि बाप दादा अभी मंच से ही दृष्टि देंगे. दृष्टि के बाद झंडारोहण का कार्यक्रम होगा और उसके बाद कैंडल लाइटिंग और केक काटने का होगा. फिर उसके पश्चात गीत रहेगा.
Shanti.
सभी साइलेंस में दृष्टि लेंगे. कोई भी झंडा नहीं हिलाएगा. कोई झंडा नहीं हिलाए. बैठ जाएं. कोई भी झंडा नहीं लहराए. हाथ नहीं हिलाए. बाप दादा से दृष्टि ले. मेरी तरफ जो कैंडल लाइटिंग स्टैंड है वहां पर आएंगी. ऑल द सिस्टर्स विल कम टू द कैंडल लाइटिंग स्टैंड फ्रॉम माय साइड. सभी भाई बहनों की तरफ कैंडल लाइटिंग स्टैंड पर जाएंगे. ऑल द ब्रदर्स विल गो टू द ब्रदर सिस्टर्स साइड फॉर कैंडल लाइटिंग. और बीच वाले में केवल दादियां और हमारे वरिष्ठ भाई बहने कैंडल लाइटिंग के लिए रहेंगे. बाप दादा और सब दादियां और वरिष्ठ भाई बहने कैंडल लाइटिंग के लिए रहेंगे. बाकी सभी इधर रहेंगे.
Now Bab Dada is holding the string of the flag. Bab Dada and the Dadis are pulling the string of the flag, and in the hall everyone is holding small flags and they are waving the small flag. Now the flag is hoisted. Shiv Baba has hoisted his own flag now.
Shiv ka sada hoga samman, sarv ka pita wo Shiv Bhagwan. Shiv ka gyan kare kalyan. Shiv ka dhan.
The song says, let the flag of Shiv Baba fly high. Shiv Baba will be overpraised. Everyone's father is Shiva.
Shiv ka jhanda unch maha.
And everyone in the hall is clapping and dancing. And there's no flag. It's a very beautiful song of Kirtla.
Sab jhando ko dekh kare jo wo yeh jhanda nara hai.
This flag, this flag of Shiv Baba unites all other flags. Shiv Baba is the support of each one, so each one. A point of light, one who is the support of all the soul.
Sarva ka pita wo Shiv Bhagwan, Shiv ka gyan kare kalyan.
And the knowledge of Shiva will benefit everyone. Bab Dada will give the message. Bab Dada's flag is constantly hoisted in each one's of your heart. In each one's heart. And these people celebrate in the form of memorial. But however, in each one's heart, the flag of the revolution of Bab Dada has been hoisted constantly. What does each breath say? My Baba. And what does Baba Dada sing every second? My sweet, sweet children. Now, you have to bring that bowl very closer. Where each one holds the flag of the revelation of Baba in their heart. Each one should say, My Baba. Whatever has to be attained, I have attained. Let them dance for this song. That day is not far away. Va ba ba va.
Va ba ba ke. Sikila de bache va.
Va long lost and now found children va. This will be your slogan. Today, Bab Dada is not just seeing this flag. Bab Dada is not just seeing this physical flag. Bab Dada is seeing the flag of revelation in each one's heart. You don't have to hoist it now. It is already hoisted. One Baba is my world. You have made Baba your world. Is it like that? Do you have any other world? Just Baba is your world. Baba's sanskar is my sanskar. Baba is my world and also my sanskar. Sansar and sanskar. World and sanskar. Baba is congratulating the children of this land and of the children from abroad for hosting Bab Dada's flag. After this, there will be candle lighting ceremony. In the middle, Bab Dada and the senior brothers and sisters will be standing. And on the either side of Bab Dada, there are other brothers and sisters who have been invited. Muniver is giving candles to all the brothers and sisters along with Bad Brother. Our brother is now lighting the candle. Yes, it is lit.
Happy birthday to you, Baba.
मंच पर खड़े हैं लाइन में आज दृष्टि लेकर के वापस हॉल में जाकर के अपना स्थान ग्रहण करेंगे. ऑल दोज हु हैव टेकन दृष्टि फ्रॉम बाबा आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू गो इन द हॉल प्रोसीड टू द हॉल एंड टेक योर सीट्स बैक. जिन्होंने दृष्टि ले ली है वह कृपया स्टेज से उतरकर हॉल में जाकर के अपना स्थान फिर से ग्रहण करें. स्टेज पर कोई भी खड़ा नहीं रहेगा. जिन्होंने दृष्टि ले ली है वो कृपया स्टेज से उतर करके हॉल में जाकर के अपना स्थान ग्रहण करेंगे. दोज हु हैव ऑलरेडी टेकन दृष्टि फ्रॉम बाबा आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू प्रोसीड टू द हॉल एंड टेक योर सीट्स बैक. दादी जी ने बताया कोई भी अपनी सीट से नहीं उठेगा, आप अपनी ही सीट पर बैठे रहेंगे, वहां पर ही आपको टोली मिलेगी। एक ही पैकेट सबको लेना है, दो पैकेट नहीं, किसी के लिए भी नहीं। जोर से ताली बजाइए। ऐसा मिलन सदा होता रहे, हम बाप दादा के हृदय में समा जाएं और बाप दादा हमारे हृदय में हो तो कितना सुंदर मिलन होगा। वह दृश्य आप देख रहे हैं और दादी जी आप सबकी तरफ से बाप दादा को भोग स्वीकार करा रही है। जोर से ताली बजाएंगे और टोली बांटने वाली टोली बांटना शुरू कर दे। कोई भी खड़ा नहीं होगा, सब बैठ जाएं। कोई भी खड़ा नहीं होगा, सब बैठ जाएंगे। टोली बांटने वाले टोली बांटना शुरू करेंगे, लेकिन एक एक पैकेट सब बैठ करके लेंगे। कोई भी खड़ा नहीं हो, केवल टोली बांटने वाले ही खड़े होंगे। सब बैठ करके अपने स्थान पर ही टोली लेंगे, एक एक पैकेट। कोई आवाज नहीं, कोई आगे नहीं बढ़े। लेने के लिए खड़ा नहीं हो, बांटने वाले बांटेंगे। खड़े होकर के कोई भी टोली नहीं लेगा, बैठ करके ही टोली लेंगे। छाया Sushil Beach is requested to come behind the stage. Sister Maureen of Seal Beach is requested to come behind the stage. सभी बैठ करके टोली ले, कोई भी खड़ा होकर के टोली नहीं लेगा। सब बैठ जाएं, बैठ करके ही टोली लेंगे। सभी विदेशी भाई बहनों की तरफ से बहुत सुंदर कार्ड ये बनाया गया है जो बाप दादा को भेंट कर रहे हैं। और ये 45 भाषाओं में लिखा हुआ है, आई लव यू बाबा, कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस ऑन योर बर्थडे। 45 लैंग्वेजेस के अंदर लिखा हुआ है और सभी विदेशी भाई बहनों ने मिल करके अपनी भावनाओं सहित बाप दादा को मुबारक लिखा है। सब बैठ जाएं अपने स्थान पर और अभी हम सभी बाप दादा को बधाई के साथ साथ विदाई भी देंगे। कोई भी आगे नहीं बढ़े।
जब रचता अपना है अपना तो रचना नहीं है रे, हम सबके सब अपने हैं, नहीं किसी से बैर। टूट गए बंधन उड़ते हम आतम पंछी, उमंगों के पंखों से, उमंगों के पंखों से। साथ मिला तेरा तो बाबा नाच रहा तन मन।